Hi, Dan.
Hi, Rachel.
So in response to some criticism in the media and in the community, last night the Vestavia School Board held a meeting where people could make their cases about the high school's Rebel Man mascot, whether to replace it or whether to keep it. So, Dan, what did you learn from the meeting?
Well, for one, people really, really care about the mascot. The meeting was set to start at 6, but people were already there 3 or 4 hours before that, and the doors didn't open till 5. And when they did, a room built for almost 200 filled up pretty quickly. A lot of people ended up waiting outside, so Vestavia clearly puts a high value on tradition and also on symbols.
Would you say that most of the people at the meeting wanted to keep the Rebel mascot or change it? Was there a consensus?
There were some people seeking a middle path, but basically, I would say the majority of people who were there wanted to keep the mascot as is, keep everything as is. A few speakers, though, told me they or their kids want a different mascot, but were scared to speak up. You know, Vestavia is a tightly knit place, and no one wants to anger their neighbor, and of course, most kids don't want to be ostracized. But Dean Paul, a 1976 graduate of Vestavia High, asked people to remember what he says students and educators were thinking at the time.
It did not, in our hearts, then or now, represent the shameful times of slavery or the racial issues of the day. I think the most compelling reason for no change would be the 45-year history of no problems. There are no gang wars or no gangs, there's no riots. We don't even have any graffiti to suggest that somebody's really objecting to our symbols.
Several African-American former students spoke in favor of keeping the mascot, too, and most of the Rebel mascot supporters called for a student vote. The other side says, though, that's a ploy because most kids will just vote the way their parents want them to keep the mascot. But big-picture issues of context kept coming up, too. Parent Kyra Fontenot said she moved to Vestavia for the school system, but doesn't want her daughter subjected to symbols from a time when she'd be viewed as less than human. And Colleen Burroughs, a white parent, says heritage not hate misses an important part of the story.
They didn't pick the cotton. There's two sides to the heritage. Our Southern heritage is paid for by both blood of soldiers and the blood of slaves.
So while we're seeing lots of these big picture issues of race and history that are playing out across the country, playing out right here. So it seems Vestavia's school board and the city at large have a lot to think about now.
No doubt. And I wish you and I had more time to talk about it. By the way, audio from the 2-hour meeting is up on our website.
Dan, what's the final word? What's going to happen next?
Well, right now, all we know for sure is that the superintendent, Sheila Phillips, plans to make her recommendation to the board on whether to keep the mascot by the end of this month.
And we'll keep you up to date on more news with this developing story. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Rachel. Anytime.